Hi, hello, hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to yet another Sunday Audio Lovegram. Don't you just think the weeks pass by so quickly? Or maybe it's just me as I'm heading into my 60s. I remember a long time ago, my physical science teacher slammed his hand on the desk and he said, "Intelligentsia," he always called us the intelligentsia, which I loved. He said, "Time is relative. And you'll see, right now, the days pass so slowly. Each class, it seems like the clock is barely ticking. You can barely get through each day at school," he said. "But you'll see, when you get older, the time goes by so quickly." Now, at least that's my memory of what happened. I've told my son this story and he says, I don't think that's true. I can't imagine a teacher telling you that, but you know, I love the story and I love the memory. And I do know that Mr. DeJulia did call us the intelligentsia. He was one of those teachers that I feel like he brought life to the classroom, you know. And it's funny because I didn't think I was going to tell you that story, truthfully. It wasn't even anywhere in my mind. I was going to just say hi and play you some music. But I think that that's just one of the magical ways that the universe works, right? That it planted that story in this moment because I want to talk about coming to life and being in life and belonging to life. And actually, let me play a little music because that is what I was going to do. And I like to start off with some music just to, I don't know, have some fun with our audio. So here we go. Ready? This is Pat Benatar. The song is "We Belong," 1980s, baby. Feels like yesterday. She looks so pretty. I wish you could see her. Okay, so little Pat Benatar. And you know, this is the other thing that is so magical, that I love these love grams for this. So I wasn't even thinking of Mr. DeJulia. And I did know that I wanted to play this Pat Benatar song because it popped in my mind when I was thinking about belonging. I just suddenly, the you know, "We Belong" came to my mind. But the thing that I love is that when I said 1980s baby, I really hadn't also connected that when I was in school, when I was sitting in that room with Mr. DeJulia, actually, gosh, it wouldn't have been the 80s yet. It probably would have been the late 70s. However, you know, maybe this is what wanted to come through right now at the beginning of this lovegram, which is, I don't know how old you are, right? I don't know. And I kind of love that. You know, I do know some of the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people that receive this lovegram. I've been lucky enough to know you from meeting you in person, maybe at book signings or at events. And I know I'm going way off track, but that's all right. And over the last week or so, I guess just week, since I posted, I sent you a note and I said I wanted to see the faces that belong to the names. I often will look at all of your names as a way to connect to you and as a way to feel like we all belong together, right? I love to look at your names, and it only occurred to me last week that it would be possible to see some of your faces. And what I want to say, it has been absolutely just delightful to have people sign up for these 15-minute, I call them coffee clutches. We usually don't drink coffee, but I like the sound of coffee clatch. I like the alliteration. I love coffee. I love how it connects me to thinking about sitting across the table from someone in a cozy cafe and all the time in the world to connect and chat and tell stories. I just like the feeling of it. Anyhow, I have gotten to see some beautiful faces that I just am so tickled. I really can't even tell you. So, okay, I know I'm off. Who cares, right? Who cares if I'm on track or linear or not linear? Because actually, the whole thing that I want to talk about belonging is something that I have learned over all these decades, which is that one of the biggest, most essential, learnings? Is that a word? But one of the most essential things that I have learned is that what makes me feel the most as if I belong here on this planet, in my life, to you, to myself, to anybody, is when I am myself. You know, like I could, you guys know this, right? I could script out what I'm going to say to you on these love games. I could try and make them make sense. I could have, you know, well thought out, I don't know, teachings or frameworks or whatever. I could do that, but to me, there's something about talking to you in the moment and allowing, this is the big piece of it, allowing life to come in and be a part of it that makes me feel most myself. Because already you can see that although I knew what song I wanted to play, and I knew I wanted to talk about belonging because that's been on my mind. However, those were the only two pieces. I didn't know that Mr. DeJulia wanted to come and join us and that he wanted to bring the message of how fast life goes as we grow older, that we think we have all the time in the world. I remember like it was yesterday sitting in that, you know, little old wooden chair that goes to the wooden desk that we're all scratched on and people had all their initials and peace signs and, you know, reefer marijuana leaves that were etched on those desks. It seems like yesterday that I was a teenager. And here I am, almost 60, and I can assure you that even though I hope I live for many more years, I no longer have that feeling that there's endless time. You know, there's endless time to write the books I want to write or to go places that I really want to travel to or to say all the things I want to say to all the people in my life or, you know, do all the projects that are on my many, many lists that you could see all around me on piles. So there's a very real sense to me of the importance of, as quickly as we can in our lives, learning how to be ourselves. And that sounds silly, right? I mean, to some people, maybe to some of you it doesn't, maybe to some it does, but it's like saying it out loud, it sounds silly. Like, of course we're ourselves. But I know for myself that it's so many years I spent feeling awkward, feeling wrong, feeling that I couldn't say what was just the thing that popped into my mind, I had to be carefully crafted is really what I often felt like. I had to be carefully packaged so that I wouldn't be the wrong person, so that I wouldn't offend anyone, so that I wouldn't stand out in the wrong way, so that I wouldn't be shamed. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess ultimately wanting to belong. And maybe this is the thing, right, that is so interesting about wanting to belong is that sometimes we can think that by fitting in that kind of cookie cutter way of being, dressing like other people around us or using the language other people use, you know, pretending that we like the same movies or music or whatever. I'm saying all this from my personal experience of growing up. We think that that's going to give us a sense of belonging, but at least in my experience, it only made me feel lonely. It only made me feel that I was hiding something else because I, who I really am, wasn't good enough. And, you know, so I'm saying a lot of words. I don't know. I don't know if anything is striking you. I sure would like to hear if it is or isn't, is fine too. But let's listen to a little more Pat. Sometimes when I listen to the music, it brings me back. What's she talking about? Oh, I love that. So all that she's saying was, we belong together. But it reminded me of something that I was saying to someone yesterday, which was, I said, I really related to, I think it was in a Christmas animated cartoon where there were like a town of misfits, maybe, or a city of misfits, or maybe I'm combining movies in that Christmas show. I have the feeling it was The Dentist. I don't know. But the point is that idea of a city of misfits dropped in. And I was telling someone this, and I was saying when I moved to San Francisco, I felt at home here. I felt like I belonged. And I had heard later on, after I moved here, that someone called it the City of Misfits. And I realized that one of the reasons that I loved it here is that I felt as if I could truly be me. And I know I've been talking for almost 12 minutes. I like to try and keep this around 15. So what is my main thing that I want to say to you? I guess it's this. You know, do you feel like you have the permission to be you? And do you give yourself that permission? And do you take that permission when others offer it to you? Do you feel as if, no matter what age you are, that you are ever constantly being able to express yourself just in whatever way comes through, and whether that's through your cooking or your clothes or your music or your friendships or what you do or the projects you work on, do you feel like you get to be you? I think that that is the question. And of course, we've talked about this before. And you likely know, because I sent out an email. When did I send it out? A couple days ago, on Friday, maybe Thursday, I sent out an email inviting you into a free mini course that I have that is called Permission and Belonging. I love that name, Permission and Belonging. And I talk about what I call is this Ollie Ollie Oxen free philosophy. And I have a group coaching program that's called Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. Hello to those of you who are in it. And it's all about that feeling. If you don't know what Ollie Ollie Oxen Free is, it's when we were little, some of us called it, when we were playing hide and seek, you'd call it out, Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. And it meant it's safe to come out of hiding. Come home. You know, whatever was declared as the home base, it was time to return home safe, out of hiding. And I associate it with those words, come out of hiding, be safe, come home, but also with that feeling of being a little kid. Before, for me, before I got so self-conscious and wanted to try to be somebody and fit in and belong, before all that, when I was just this, you know, kid with dirty knees and wearing t-shirts and cut-off jeans and barefoot and just playing, there was a sense of everybody was fine as they were. That's what I remember as a child. And certainly the feeling of having someplace safe to come home to, a place to come and belong is both in us and externally. We're going to talk about all this more. I guess Mr. DeJulia, that really prompted something in me about this piece also of, we don't have all the time in the world. You know, one of the biggest regrets of the dying is that people say they didn't get to live the life that was theirs. Instead, they tried to please other people and tried to do what they thought they should do. This is from Bronnie Ware, 5 Regrets of the Dying. So these are all the things that are floating around in my head. If they're floating around in yours, or if you want to send me a note and just tell me how you feel about you or permission to be yourself or a sense of belonging or home, coming out of hiding, I'd love to hear. And even better, if you want to talk to me about this in one of my coffee clutches, that would be amazing. Note to self, I'll put the link so that you could sign up for a 15-minute spot. It's been absolutely a delight. Hello to those of you whom I've just had the amazing time being with. And you'd be surprised what can happen in 15 minutes. I guess these audiograms, I try to keep them, I'm not 16, but I try to keep them around 15 minutes. And actually, it is kind of surprising how much can happen. Maybe that's another thing to talk about one day. I hope you and I will always keep having these conversations because you help me grow, you help me feel, you help me connect, you help me feel alive, you help me feel like I belong to you, to us, you know, to this community. Here's Pat. I know this song is really about a love affair, or at least I think it is, but I don't care. I just like the we belong part. Listen, I love you. Thanks for being here. Bye.